Ilhan Omar rages after Trump calls for Joy Reid firing over Muslim remark, "We reject your fascist solidarity." By Hannah Blow on September 2, 2020. Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, raged after President Donald Trump suggested that MSNBC fire Joy Reid after her heated remark on Muslims, which drew ire from Omar herself, telling the president that she rejects his fascist solidarity. "Joy was right about one thing. You are radicalizing and inciting violence and must be condemned for it," Omar said just one day after criticizing Reid for displaying casual Islamophobia. "Don't use Muslim pain to attack the talent of a strong black woman who has vigorously held you and your administration accountable," she added. "We reject your fascist solidarity." Omar sharply criticized Reid on Tuesday after the host compared the behavior of Trump and his supporters to the way Muslims act. She said in part, "When leaders, let's say in the Muslim world, talk a lot of violent talk and encourage their supporters to be willing to commit violence including on their own bodies in order to win against whoever they decide is the enemy, we in the US media describe that as they are radicalizing these people, particularly when they're radicalizing young people. That's how we talk about the way Muslims act," she added. "When you see what Donald Trump is doing, is that any different from what we describe as radicalizing people? Honestly, this kind of casual Islamophobia is hurtful and dangerous," Omar said in response to the readout host's assessment, demanding an apology. Trump weighed in on the controversy Wednesday morning, highlighting the double standard of left-wing media outlets, a take which drew ire from Omar. "This is not the first time Omar has referred to the president as a fascist. Last year, she told reporters, definitively, that Trump is both a racist and a fascist. We have said this president is racist. We have condemned his racist remarks. I believe he is fascist," she said at the time. Much like her fellow squad members, Omar has refused to use such strong language to condemn the violent rioters dominating U.S. cities across the nation. "This moment feels special because there's been a movement that has brought us here," she told Vanity Fair as part of the magazine's photo portfolio celebrating those on the forefront of change. "We look at this movement in this moment we are in and we are seeing the energy be different. The ability to turn our cries in the streets into legislation in the halls of power is different. And the ability for people to still be hopeful while they push feels different," she added, describing it as very exciting.